Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We welcome Father God, and we thank Him for His holy presence. We thank you for being on with us this afternoon, and you are welcome. Hallelujah. We give honor to Father God today because truly He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. And we thank Him that He is everywhere all at the same time. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your holy presence. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are with us morning, noon, and night, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, O God, that you will continually walk with us, you will continually talk with us, you will continually be with us, you will be our guide, even unto death, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your continuous, your constant presence in our lives, Father God, and we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, O God. In the name of Jesus, Makoshe Bakade, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that we have the keys to the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven in the name of Jesus, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and nobles with fetters of iron. We bind the strong men and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our lives. We bind the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sickness, disease, and disease released against our mind, our body, in the name of Jesus. Let the exiles be loosed. Let the prisoners be loosed. Loose those appointed to death. We loose Makoshe from our neck, the bands. Makoshe Bakade, all bands. Makoridiya Bakashe, Makoridiya Bakashe. We loose from ourselves all bands of wickedness. Makoshe Bakade. We loose from ourselves the bands of Orion. We loose from ourselves, Makoshe Baka, all bonds. We loose from our mind, Makoshe Bakade, in the name of Jesus. Makoshe Baka, we loose our mind, our will, our emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness. Makoshe, in the name of Jesus. We loose from our city, our region, every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, debt, and lack. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves, in the name of Jesus, from generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are so grateful that you join us every time in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today, Father God, and we just thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for blessing us morning, noon, and night in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your high right hand, your strong arm, your mighty arm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, okay, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you today, and we just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for you joining us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we put our trust in you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. How excellent is your name in Jacksonville. How excellent is your name in Michigan. How excellent is your name in Ohio. How excellent is your name in Texas. How excellent is your name in Tennessee. How excellent is your name in California. How excellent is your name in New York. How excellent is your name in the entire United States and every country in the world. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, you are a mighty God. You are a wonderful creator. Mokoshe Baka, you're every place all at the same time, and there is none like you, O God. None can compare to how awesome you are, how great you are. In the name of Jesus, we search everywhere, and we have not found anybody as great as you, O God. You are the judge. You judge the righteous, and you are angry with the wicked every day. O Lord, hear our prayer and consider our meditation unto you, O God. Hear and listen to our voice, O God, as we call upon your name. Be blessed, O great and mighty God. Show us your marvelous loving kindness in the name of Jesus. O thou that savest by your right hand, us who put our trust in you, and those who rise up against us, keep us as the apple of your eye in the name of Jesus. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wing. Mokoshe, your almighty wings. We love you, O Lord, our strength. Lord, you are our rock. You are our fortress. You are our deliverer, our God, our strength, and the horn of our salvation and our high tower. We call upon you because you, Mokoshe Bakade, are worthy to be praised. So we thank you for joining us this evening on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We serve an awesome God, and his presence is with us today. We have been studying the book of Proverbs, and Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, we've been learning that Proverbs is a collection of moral and religious maxims containing instructions concerning right living. Proverbs teaches us about wisdom, justice, temperance, industry, purity, and other things as well. The book of Solomon that Solomon wrote called Proverbs makes a sharp contrast between wisdom and folly, righteousness and sin. So today, right now, we have no children, but we're going to continue with the show. And we thank God for those who are with us this evening. You be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. So today we're going to pray for the president, for families all over the world, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just lift up President Obama and his family, his wife, his children, his extended family, all of the family members in his family, Father God, all over the world. We lift them up before you, and we thank you for protection. We thank you for guidance. We thank you for strength. We thank you for excellent health, O God. And, Father, not only do we lift up the president and his family, we lift up every family throughout the United States, O God. We thank you for providing provisions, protection, guidance in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you for President Obama leaning unto you, not unto his own understanding, but upon you, O God. In the name of Jesus, you who made his mind, you who made him, who created him in your image. Thank you, Father God, for him realizing that he can do nothing in and apart from you, Father God. Before he makes every decision concerning his family, before he makes any decision concerning America, O God, I thank you, Father God, for him bending the knee and speaking to you about what you would have him to do about every situation, O God. And so today, Father, we just say thank you, O Lord. We appreciate you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every family in the United States, O God, being blessed and highly favored, loading us up with benefits every day. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around us in the name of Jesus. We bind every enemy that would try to come up against us. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy, O God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are bound in the name of Jesus. You have no weapon or authority that can come up against us. We are the children of the Most High God. And so, Father, today we just thank you that you are a righteous God, a holy God. You are the one God who fights every battle for us. I thank you for every family, Lord God, being Mokoshe Bakade, under the shadow of your mighty hand, under your protection, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for providing for those families, Father God, who don't have meals to eat, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for protecting every family, providing for them excellent health, in the name of Jesus. Those families who have sick members, O God, I thank you for them taking care of their family members, O God, doing what needs to be done to help them to get well, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just lift up every child who's experiencing difficult situations, such as illness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Those children who are sick that may be in children's hospital or that may be, in the home sick, O God, who have chronic illnesses like bronchitis or some type of disease in their body, O God. We ask you for your healing virtue to go throughout their bodies. Send the word and heal them, Father God. Father, you can, you're able to do what seemingly is the impossible, O God. And so, Father, we ask you to heal the children in the United States and children in the world that are so sick, Father God, that they don't know the last time they felt well. So I thank you, Father God, for wellness coming into their body. I call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up those children who are in difficult situations, who are being threatened by gangs, gang threats. We bind up the threats of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the pits of hell. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to save those who are heads of gangs, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for turning them from Saul's to Paul's, that they will be saved, O God, and brought to you and delivered, Father God, set free in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, Father God, for parents who are facing difficult situations, whether they're ill or homeless or jobless, O God. We just cast their every care upon you because you care for them, O God. You said trials come to make us stronger, so strengthen the parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that they are able to take care of their children. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to provide jobs for them, Father God, so provisions will be restored to their home, O God. Provide homes for them, shelter, Father God, from the midst of every storm, natural, in the name of Jesus, as well as spiritual, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for many people who lost their homes, being able to get new homes or those homes being restored back to them, Father God. I thank you for provisions for parents, for the children, from the east, from the north, from the west, from the south, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I lift up Jacksonville before you, Father God. Every city in the United States, I lift them up before you. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for every city throughout the United States, every city throughout the world, Father God. I thank you for protection, O God. Dispatch holy angels of protection, particularly around your children, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, O God. And we thank you that you are a mighty king and that we can serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We thank you, Father God, that you are the great and mighty shepherd and that you shepherd over your children morning, noon, and night. So we thank you today, O God. Well, we have been studying in Proverbs. And as I said before, there are no children on today that I know of. If there are any children on, press 1. But as far as I know, there are no children on right now. LaMaya had to go somewhere today. So we've been studying Proverbs. Proverbs 1 taught us about the fear of God, how to respect God, how to obey our parents, how to be wise, how to follow instructions, how to perceive words of understanding. And it also taught us how to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. And it also says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So when we fear God, that's when we begin to get knowledge. You know, so, there are many people who don't have a fear of God. They feel they can do anything they want to do. They can take people's, you know, lives. They can rob people. They can just kill people, and they have no remorse about it. So we have to pray for those people that they would come to the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. And Proverbs also taught us about how to resist temptation, how to be aware of evil devices, and to avoid evil and those who do evil. So Proverbs is full of wisdom. Now, in the second chapter in Proverbs, we learned about the word of God in our heart, being in our heart, and how to obey it. And Solomon told his son Rehoboam, he said, you know, listen with understanding. You know, sometimes we listen to things, and I know when I was in school, I would listen to my teacher, but sometimes I didn't understand it. And didn't even raise my hand, or I don't know if the teacher asked, you know, do we understand it? They may have, but just left the class every day, sometimes didn't understand things. So we, you know, sometimes we have to ask questions, even of God. We say, Lord, you know, I've asked the Lord many times. He's shown me things or told me things, or I've read things in the Word I did not understand. So I had to say, Father, what does that mean? Please give me knowledge of what it and understanding of it. So Solomon told his son Rehoboam, get knowledge and get understanding. Seek for it because it is very, very valuable, like silver and hidden treasure. It will help you to understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Live lives of integrity. You know, integrity. A lot of times, you know, we do things, you know, like go through a red light and don't think a thing about it. You know, we just break the laws of the land. We walk through a stop sign without even stopping. You know, I see people in the street all the time. You're driving, and they're just walking right in front of you. And they see that the light is red, but they have no respect for the laws of the land. And, you know, nowadays in school, you know, the children are not walking in integrity. They are disobedient to their teachers. They're cussing the teachers out. And, you know, one time when I was teaching school, one young man, he was on drugs, and he was very disruptive in class and cussing. And so I wrote him up, and they suspended him. And when he came back without his parent, and he broke my back windshield with a brick, just threw a brick in it. But thank God, you know, he was on probation, and his probation officer made sure he sent me money for that until the windshield, you know, was taken care of. So discretion will preserve us, and understanding will keep us. Stay on God's path. That's one of the things that Proverbs chapter 2 talked about. Avoid evil. Stay away from strange men and women, for they will try to get us off of God's path. They are traps, and they lead to death. Stay on the righteous path. So this week we'll begin again our study in Proverbs chapter 3. So if you will turn there with me in Proverbs chapter 3, we'll begin to read there. And I really miss the children. You know, they kind of liven the show up, but we will go on. You know, sometimes the children may have things they have to do. They won't come on, but as the Lord leads, so that's fine too. Now, in chapter 3 of Proverbs, Solomon is talking to his son Rehoboam again. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And, you know, he continuously reminded his son about keeping the law, his law. God's law, God's law, and keeping the commandments. Now, how did he learn about the commandments? Solomon taught his son the commandments. In Deuteronomy, when you read in Deuteronomy 6, it says, you know, teach your children from the time they get up in the morning until the time they go to bed about God's laws and his commandments. So as parents, we have to teach the children the laws and commandments of God. That's how they learn. You know, a lot of times we let them go to church and we think, well, they're going to learn it in church and the preacher's going to teach it to them, the Sunday school teacher's going to teach it to them. And when I was in school, we read the Bible in public schools. We said blessings before we ate, and that we said prayers in class. But, you know, that's a thing that has passed, and I'm praying that God will bring that back again. You know, the laws will come back, the word of God will come back into the school, that respect for God will come back into offices, businesses, the schools, public, private. You know, we have lost a lot of things in America because we are disobedient to God. But God wants his people to be obedient to him. You know, that's one of the things he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, we can give our bodies to be burned. It's of no avail. We can feed the homeless. We can feed the hungry 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. But if we are disobedient and don't have love, it's all in vain. We can make all kind of noises. We can say that we do this, we are so righteous. But if we don't have love one for another and we're disobedient, God is disappointed with us. He is very disappointed. And consequences come because of disobedience. So Solomon was telling his son, he said, now listen, son, don't forget the things that I'm teaching you for, you know, length of days and long life and peace. They will add to you. Now listen, if you obey what I'm telling you, you'll have a long life, Rehoboam, but you can shorten your days by disobedience. So he's telling his son, now he warned him in chapter 1 of Proverbs, chapter 2 of Proverbs, and again in chapter 3. So in chapter 3, he's telling him, he said, okay, now listen, you know, Rehoboam, I'm telling you things over and over so that you will know how to avoid evil in the world. You will know what to do when, you know, people come to you and they'll tell you all kind of evil things to do. You'll know to say no, and you'll know to flee from the enemy. So he continually tells his son in verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3, he said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, and bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. You know, when we have the word of God in our hearts, it will help us not sin. You know, some things will come up and you say, oh, wait a minute. I remember God said, don't commit adultery. I remember he said, don't commit fornication. I remember God said, we're to love each other. I remember God said in his word that he wants us to pray for each other. I remember God's word said, he is our shepherd and we shall not want. I remember Solomon teaching his son how to follow instructions. You know, if we read the word of God regularly, we will get so much on the inside. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And when you read the word of God, it'll cut all that junk out of you, all the things that are evil in us. You know, because the word says there's no good thing come from our flesh, nothing good about our flesh. So we have to constantly bring our flesh into subjection all the time. We have to remind ourselves, nope, won't do that. Nope, that thought came, we cast that thought down. Every thought that's not like God, we have to say, no, I'm not going to entertain you. No, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are bound in the name of Jesus. I will not follow your instructions. I will follow the instructions of my Father, my Creator. So Solomon continues to teach his son. And, you know, a lot of times I know with me, I don't have physical children. So I have lots of spiritual children. So some of us may have spiritual children, daughters and sons, and we can teach them. You know, when we learn, you know, the Bible says when you learn things, strengthen the brethren. Go back and tell them. You know what the Bible says, this about that. And, you know, we have to remind each other sometimes about what God's word says. I know I'm grateful when somebody says, you know, Sister G, did you know that was wrong to do that? You know, I'm not going to rile up at them. I'm going to say, no, I didn't know, but I thank you for telling me. I thank God when God sends somebody to tell me that I'm on the wrong path or I'm doing the wrong thing or I'm backslidden or not following his will. They may say, Sister G, did you pray to the Lord today? You know, there's a song that says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you kneel just one moment in prayer? You know, God wants us to put him first. He wants our whole heart. He don't want just lip service. You know, we can say, oh, yeah, I'm sold out for Jesus. And as soon as we say those words, somebody asks us something and we could tell something that's not true. Or we could say, I'm going to go do this for you and do that. And, you know, we're quick to tell people things, but we don't always keep our word. And I'm glad we serve a God who is not a man. He ain't human like us because we lie, but he is not a man that he should lie. He is truth. He cannot lie. There's nothing in him that will lie. So we have to, verse 4 says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Lord. So when we, you know, let mercy and truth come in us, we will find favor with God. And we'll be, you know, we'll have better understanding in the sight of God and man. You ever seen somebody who just continuously do things and then finally look like the light bulb came on? I know when I was teaching school, many of the children would come to class, and I had been teaching this concept for a long time. And then all of a sudden, looked like three or four of them that were struggling with it, they got it. So that's how it is in God. When we finally, the light bulb comes on. And, you know, God said, oh, I'm so glad that Caritha learned that principle. And I know she will not slide. She won't go back to doing her old ways. She'll continually run after me like a deer runs after the water brook. Caritha thirsts for me, and she will find me because she's seeking me with all of her heart. So Solomon said, okay, you're going to find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man when you learn truth, when you don't forsake the truth. Then in verse 5, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And let me tell you something. I've had a lot of wrong understandings. Many things I thought was true, I had to go back and search the word. I said, oh, my God, I looked at that before. I studied that intently, but I was thinking wrong about what it meant, or my opinion about something wasn't right. And I had to go back and rethink that through. So, you know, when we trust in our own heart, we can't. We have to trust in the Lord. And when we trust in him and not lean upon our own understanding, you know, I baked some, maybe baking a cake and left an ingredient out. And I'm saying, now, look, I done put everything in this cake. Then go look in the refrigerator and saw that I left the butter out. I said, no wonder it didn't come out right. And so the same is with us. When we leave out what God tells us to do, things are not going to go right for us. We have to follow God's word. And you know what? We don't know all of his word. I know I don't. I don't know all his laws. I don't know all his statutes. I don't know all of his commandments. So every day I have to repent. I have to say, Lord, help me, Father God. Help me. And you know what he does? He leads us by his Holy Spirit. He comes unto us. And he leads us by his Holy Spirit. He knows we don't remember everything, so he bring it to our remembrance. The Holy Spirit brings things to our remembrance so that we won't sin against God. All right, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, you know, I know I was on the path like a prodigal son at one time. Going down the wrong road, doing the wrong things. But I thank God that I came to my senses and said, oh, wait a minute. I was serving the King of Kings. You know, I was out there in the mud, all muddy, all dirty, my garments all spotted up with sin. The sin of this, the sin of that, all kinds of sin. And so heavy with sin, the weight of sin was upon me. It was so heavy, it looked like I couldn't even get myself out of it. It's like being in a web, in a spider web. You caught up in sin. And every time you try to get out of it, look like the web keeps getting more. You get another web. You get on the right and the web comes more. You get on the left and the web is, you know, you're all tangled up in it. You're trying to get out the web or you're trying to get out the mud and then you slide more into the mud. But only God, when you say, Father, I cannot do this alone. I need your help. And don't you know God is going to help us? He said he would help us when we call upon him. He won't turn a deaf ear if we call upon him with a sincere heart and really mean what we say, because he's waiting on us. He is waiting on us. He patiently waits on us. He has patience. He has eternal patience. He just be waiting on us. He's there. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father. Now, you know, getting back to Proverbs, you know, Solomon taught his son Rehoboam different things, and he started warning him. In Deuteronomy 4:9, it says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to your son, Rehoboam, and let them teach it to their sons and their sons' sons. So, in other words, every family has to teach the next generation what God said. You know, the children of Israel, God told them in Psalm 78, I'm going to turn to it. He said, listen, teach every generation and don't forget the children. He said, give ear, O my law. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear. Incline your ear. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wonderful works that he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Why? That they might have set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and they might not be as their fathers. What were their fathers like? A stubborn and a rebellious generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. So we have to teach the word of God to our children so that the generations won't be lost. You know, many generations come up and they stop teaching about God. But we have to continuously teach each generation about God so they won't forget about God. They will obey God. They will know him for themselves. So when they get in situations or when they need God, because we need God. Sometimes, you know, we think we get so independent. So my mother used to call it bigoty. You know, you get so bigoty, so proud, you don't need nobody. Oh, yeah, we need God and we need each other. Otherwise, God would have made you the only person on the earth. If we ain't need each other, we all need each other. But most of all, we need Father God. He said we are to love him first and great commandment with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And then the next commandment, to love each other like we love ourselves. Now, you know, I don't really know how to love myself like I should. I have to consult the Father. I have to say, Father, I need to know how to love myself so I can love other people. You know, when I'm mistreating myself, don't you know I'm going to mistreat somebody else because I don't know how to treat myself. So I have to learn through God. God can teach us. Now, Deuteronomy 6 says, and these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. So God wants his word in our heart all the time. Why? Because we slide. Don't fool yourself. Before we know it, we could be going to church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and be just as backslidden on the bench. We could be listening to the preacher. We could leave there just like, and it fall on deaf ears. You get out and you say, oh, God, what did they talk about today? Oh, what song did they sing? You sitting up in there just as dead, and you say, wonder what's wrong with me? You died on the bench. Because there are other things that God commands us. Also, he said, forsake not your assembling of yourselves together. But he also said, cry unto me, call my name daily, seek my face daily. Don't forget me. Love me with all your heart. How are you going to do it? You got to stay constantly in his presence. He's not going to leave us. Now, we leave him. We get out of his presence, but he don't ever leave us. We think that we, you know, hiding what we're doing. But I'm telling you, you know how the children, they cover their little faces and they play hide and seek and they think you don't see them? Well, guess who see it? I remember I was living in sin, and this woman of God told me, she said, don't you know God was right there every time you sinned? You wasn't hidden. Your sins wasn't hidden from God. He knows everything we do. It's our mind that make us think that we are hiding and slipping and sliding and dodging and ducking. Uh-uh. It's our mind that make us think that. But God sees everything. God sees everything. And, you know, he wants us to keep his commandments. That's what Solomon was telling his son in Exodus 26. He said, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So every day God is with us, but we have to take time to pray. And that's just having a conversation with him. You know, God wants us constantly to think about him. He thinks about us constantly. He's always loading us up every day with benefits. He protects us. He provides for us. You know, I used to think that, you know, my job was my source of income. But God sure let me know it wasn't my job. It was him. Many people don't even have jobs. But guess what? They're taken care of. Now, Solomon was teaching his son, you know, all about doing the right thing, about getting the right understanding, about, you know, teaching his son everything that was right and good for him. So what is Solomon teaching his son in chapter 3? He keeps warning him in 3 chapters to listen and not to forget what he's telling him. And why does he tell him over and over? Because we easily forget. You know, when we were growing up, your parents tell you, go clean up your room. Why do they have to keep on telling you? Look like you would just catch on and go do it. No, sometimes they have to remind you or give you a consequence so you will remember. So, you know, Father God, where do consequences come from? Where do rewards come from? From God. He gives us rewards. So when we have parents, we have to listen to them. It's important that we hear and listen. Not only hear and listen, but with understanding. What good is it if you go to school for 12 years and you leave there, you can't read, you can't write, you can't even sign your name? What good is that? That's just like you say, okay, well, I've been going to church all my life, but what do you know? What do you know? Do you know God? Do you have a relationship with the Most High God? If you have a relationship with somebody, you know, especially the one you love, you're going to seek them out. You say, God, where are you, Father? I'm looking for you. I'm searching for you with all of my heart. I need you, Lord. I can't make it without you, Lord. Are you having a conversation with him? What about when you're riding in the car? What about when you're in the grocery store? What about when you see an ambulance driving down the street? Do you stop? Do you pray? You know, do you say, Lord, cover the ambulance workers. Cover the people who they're going to see. Have them be okay, oh God. Protect them. Send angels to where they're going, oh God. Protect them and heal them. You see an accident in the street? Our job is to pray. Our job is to pray. We don't just drive down the street and let things just happen. No. God is showing them to us for us to pray. We have to pray for the policemen. We have to pray for, you know, security guards. We have to pray for the doctors. For, you know, we have to pray for the children. There's so much to talk to God about. When was the last time we took out time and just said, okay, God, I'm going to give you my first fruits this morning. I'm going to spend time with you. You know, there were many days when I didn't even talk to God. I used to get up out the bed and just go to work like he didn't even exist. Wasn't even giving him glory. Wasn't even thanking him. Just get on up like, you know, I got it all made. I ain't worried about a thing. Don't you know God could have taken us out? But he patiently waits for us. So we have to continuously tell him, Lord, I thank you that you protected me during my time when I was ignorant, during the time when I was out there on my own. Even though I thought I was on my own, you were still protecting me. We have so much to talk to him about. Well, Lord, when I was 42 and I was in a car wreck, I thank you, Lord, that you kept me safe. You didn't even let me have to go to the hospital, oh God. Lord, I was sick one time, Lord God, and you brought me out of my bed of affliction. Lord, I was down to my last dime in my pocket, and you had, you know, someone bring me money, oh God, a check for $20, whatever it is. We have so much to be thankful for. So Solomon's telling his son, son, listen to your mother's instructions. Listen to my instructions. Don't just listen and turn a deaf ear. When your friends come, you know, and they're the wrong kind of friends, your so-called friends, they ain't really your friends. They just want to get you in trouble and bring you low in the mud with them because they don't want to wallow in the mud and they don't want you doing better than them. So they're going to tell you, come on, come on, we're going to go get innocent blood. Read chapter 1 of Proverbs. Say we're going to go kill somebody today. Just draw blood for fun. He says, son, you will never prosper if you kill somebody because that same thing was going to happen to you. If you go in the wrong direction, if you don't listen to what your mother and I tell you, you will go in the wrong direction. So you can have long life, not just any kind of life. Some people live long lives. They have sickness. They have many troubles. They don't have no peace. But I'm telling you, Rehoboam, my son, live righteously so you can have a long life of peace. You can have peace of mind when you go to bed at night, knowing, you know, people ain't looking for you. The law ain't hunting for you. You know, people ain't looking for you, trying to kill you, you know, because you've done the wrong thing. You don't have any regrets when you are obedient. But, you know, if you don't listen, Rehoboam, you can be tormented in your mind because of wrong things you've done, and you'll regret it. So I want you not to have these regrets. So I'm teaching you the right way. I'm teaching you how not to have sorrows of life. So Solomon continually teaches his son in Proverbs. Let's look at verse 8. It said, it can be health. Now, what can be health? When you obey. When you obey the word, it can be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. You know, why should you always have to be running all the time, running because you're in trouble? No, there's no peace in that. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. All right, now, you're going to get rewards, you know, monetary rewards. You know, Solomon was the richest man who ever lived. So, you know, his son got rewards. He said, okay, now I'm giving you something, but you give back to God part of what I'm giving you. First, you dedicate your life to God, and you give him your entire life, and then you give of your substance. You know, when you get something, you give it to the Lord. Every time you get some, you know, increase, you give to the Lord. Don't hold back because, you know what, we're not trying to outbeat God giving. We can't do it because God can give more than we are able to give. But God does want us to give. You know, he's teaching his son the right way to go. He's teaching him what to do and how to do it. Sometimes we'll tell people, go do this, and we don't know. They don't know what to do. They just go in there and try to figure it out. But he's teaching his son what to do and how to do it. So in Proverbs 11:17, it says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. So I thank God that Rehoboam taught his son. So we have to teach our sons and daughters so they won't get into the trap of the enemy. It's hard to get out of a trap or deep ditch. You know, Solomon tells his son, he said, you know, son, it's hard to get out of a deep ditch once you get in it. It's hard to get. So it's best not to get in it. That way you won't have to be trying to get out of it. So he's telling his son, he said, do the right thing all the time. Then you won't have to worry about all these regrets. Your mother's teaching you. I'm teaching you. Now, you know, when I was growing up, the whole neighborhood taught us. Everybody in the neighborhood taught us. They say, hey, you know your mom, Karifa, you know your mama don't allow that. Don't do that. You know your daddy don't allow that. Don't do that. We had people everywhere. But, you know, the children today, they don't have people telling them on the street. A lot of people are afraid to tell the children because the children cuss them out or even will harm them. So, you know, sometimes when you see children doing the wrong thing, if you're afraid to tell, just pray for them. Say, Lord, put so-and-so on the right path. Put this child on the right path, oh God. Don't let them be robbing no more, stealing no more, doing the wrong thing. But save that child, oh God. Put them on the right path. Prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. If you continually call on the name of the Lord on behalf of others, he will hear and he will answer prayers. Well, guess what? It's almost closing time on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I have certainly enjoyed speaking with you. If anyone has anything that they would like to say, you can press 1, and I will put you live on the air. All right. Well, you still can press 1 at any time. We have probably about 5 or 10 more minutes on the air. Now, you know, when the children come on, usually what we do something called scripture search. So we'll look up different scriptures in the Bible, and we'll talk, you know, the first one who finds the scripture, they'll read it. And, you know, kids like competition, so, you know, sometimes it's 3 or 4 of them on there, and the first one find it, read it, and they'll, you know, read it before their friend, and then we all read it together. So today we're going to skip scripture search, but we are going to pray for the children. And I thank God for children because, you know, children are a blessing. They are a gift. God says they're a gift. And we've been studying 1 Corinthians 13:11, which is our foundation scripture. So I'm going to turn to 1 Corinthians 13:11, and I'm going to read it. That is our foundation scripture. And, you know, we want our children to grow up knowing God. So 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. So that's our foundation scripture. You know, we don't want to remain children all of our lives. We want to grow up. And when we grow up, we want to grow up in God. We don't want to just grow up, you know, not knowing God, because those ways lead to death. But when we learn and know God, that leads to eternal, everlasting life. So that's our foundation scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:11. And then the book of Genesis is the first book in the Bible, and that's one of the Pentateuch books, and it's the book of creation. It tells us all about how God created the whole world. He created a whole garden. Everything we need, he has given it to us already. All we have to do is thank him for it. Lord, I thank you for the fruit that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for the trees that help put our oxygen in the air. I thank you for the sunshine, oh God, you know, light, give light to the earth as well as warmth. Without that sun, we'd be real cold. So I thank God for all that he's done, all that he's created. And, you know, we have also been studying about the Pentateuch books. Those are it's five of those Pentateuch books. And those books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the Pentateuch books. That means the beginning. Now, the next 12 books are the books of history. And those books are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And then the last books that we studied were the poetical books. Those are Job, the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Solomon. So there are 66 books in the entire Bible. And the children and I have been studying from Proverbs because Solomon talks to his son. He has a frank, you know, an honest conversation with his son. He said, look, I'm just going to break it down to you. I'm just going to tell you how it really is. You know, I learned through my experiences, your mother too learned through her experiences, and we don't want you to have to go the hard road. We want you to go the way of God, which will lead you to eternal life. And it will give you lots of benefits, lots of blessings. But don't go the way of the enemy, son, he tells his son. Now, you know, we talk to our daughters, too, about the same thing. So it is time for us to close out. And I'm going to close out with a prayer. And I thank God for each of you all being on. We have somebody from Ohio, someone from Florida. I thank God for you. So this evening, I'm just going to say a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the time of sharing you allowed us to be on, boys to men, girls to ladies, oh God. And Father, we are so glad that you are the Almighty Father. We are glad that you allow us, human beings, to serve you, the Almighty God. Father, we are so grateful that you chose us to be your very elect children. We are grateful, Father God. We are grateful that you are forgiving, Father, that when we sin against you, against ourselves or each other, you are quick to forgive us, and you don't even remember it anymore. So, Father, I just thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do as we continually study your word, because, Father, I don't want to waste my time down here on the earth pretending to serve you, and then get in your face, and you say, wait a minute, I don't know you. I want you to see my name on the Lamb's Book of Life. I want you to see our names written and come and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Don't let us waste time down here, oh God, but let us faithfully obey you so that we can hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So, Father, the things that we've heard and learned today, teach us how to apply those things to our lives. Let us not just live vain lives in the name of Jesus. Let us remember the things that we have been taught. Let us apply wisdom to our lives, understanding, O God, knowledge. We thank you for knowledge, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that as Solomon taught his son, O God, to listen, to hear with understanding. Teach us how to listen. Teach us how to understand your word. Teach us how to apply it to our lives. Teach us how to be obedient to you, O God. Put a check in our spirit, O God, when we are going the wrong direction. Don't let us just go off the path. Keep us with your rod of correction on the right path, O God. And Father, we give you honor and praise and thanksgiving because you have been faithful to us, O God. Even when we turned our back, even when we crucified you again, over and over, you continually forgave us and accepted us back with open arms, just like the prodigal father accepted his son back. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. And, Father, I lift up every family, Father God, in Jacksonville, every family throughout the United States, oh God, Fathers, especially those families who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, I ask you, Lord, because I know you're coming back soon. The Word of God tells us the signs of the time when you're coming back. So we know you're close to coming back, oh God. But, Lord, your desire is not one be lost. So we ask you that not one be lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to save every family, Father God. Let not one family be lost in America, in other countries, oh God. And, Father, we repent when we haven't told other people about you, when our lives have not been an open book, oh God, that people can say, yes, I know that's a child of God, because I can tell, and even people can sense in our spirits, Father God. So, Father, we just thank you for being present with us tonight. We honor your presence, and we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Father, I lift up the children tonight, oh God, even those who are home by themselves, those who might be afraid. We bind up fear from our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our children have sound minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are there. Dispatch holy angels of protection around our children when their parents go to work or if their parents are out and about, oh God. Protect our children, oh God. Father God, stop the murders of our children all over our land. Forgive us, Father God, for wrongdoings that have allowed the bloodshed of our innocent children, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless and honor you tonight, Father God. And we come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. And we just thank you for being a great King, a mighty God, that we can call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and glorious name. So we just honor your presence tonight and give you thanks, oh God. And so it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you. God loves you more. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you next this Saturday, February the 4th, on Bible Storyland, which comes on. It airs at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even next Thursday, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, it airs every Thursday except the fifth Thursday. First, second, third, and fourth Saturday, February 9th, next Saturday, 5 p.m. So tune in, the same number, 1-619-789-4313. I love you, and God loves you too. Have a great evening.